Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 19 February 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. And I'm going to warn you in advance to fasten your seatbelts because our guest tonight, David Carrico, thinks like I do. And it may be a rough ride for some folks out there that don't like to hear the truth. And especially those that don't want to have their ears that are easily offended. Put it that way. If you're easily offended, turn the radio off now. Oh, please, go do something else. If you have enough guts to hear the truth tonight, you better stay tuned because David Carrico is going to share some things about a book he wrote. And we got a lot more to talk about besides that, plus your phone calls, like always. And tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Looking forward to hearing from you. Just to say hi, maybe place an order or a donation or whatever you want to do on Thursday, try to make myself available to so we can talk. Folks, that's one thing I never want to do is not be reachable by the folks out there that make this thing happen. No matter what happens in my life, I don't care if we would get to be multi-millionaire ministry. I am just Pastor Butch Paul. That's all I am. Don't ever think anything other than that. I'm just a servant as you are. And I'll be around tomorrow to talk to you if you want to call me at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you have long distance, that will save us some money, seriously. And, of course, we still have all the specials and offers on we've had all week for the last several weeks. The Grand Design Exposed, and I'm going to have a guest mention that book in a minute. You get a copy of it. $12.95. REM Sleep. $27.95, folks. REM Sleep is a phenomenal product. I'm telling you, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, a natural product's written to get off the other drugs, please. This will help you relax and sleep like you should. This way, God intended you to. We have that available. We still have the Christian flags, the Confederate flag, the colonial flag, and the Christian symbol flag of the South, Confederate flag, available. $15 each, $2 shipping. Or mix and match four of them. Any way you want to do it, $13 plus $2 shipping. We want to give them to you. We want you to have them. If you have enough courage to fly them, especially the Christian flag in today's society, if you have enough courage to fly that flag on your property somewhere, we'd love for you to take your stand and show who you believe in. Of course, next Thursday, we'll give away another free case of food and a water filter. And folks, I haven't got any letters this month at all about anybody needs a case of food or water filter. And if you don't, that's fine. But we want to bless you. If you need something to eat, don't be ashamed to ask. New Manna Foods will see you get it. If you need a water filter, they'll clean your water up so it's safe to drink. Berkey will do the same thing. No charge, no strings attached. Write and tell us why you need it if you need it. And, of course, the book Backyard Medicine. Oh, my gosh, what a powerful book. What a wonderful book to have. I like to sit and look at mine and understand there are things around me that I didn't know was around that grown in my backyard on the here in the cow pasture that I didn't know can be made for medicine. And I didn't know a lot of them were even good to eat. But they are. Backyard medicine, full collar book with all the instructions, what to look for, how to use it, how to make it into medicine, how to cook it. $24.95, that's the delivered price. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks. That's the best I can do to tell you it's a book that you need to have in somewhere in your library. And I'm going to make an offer now. I just finished up a teaching this past weekend. Now, this title may shock some of you, and some of y'all probably will be too frightened to order it, but that's up to you. It's a teaching entitled, The Moral Duty, not Right, Duty to Be Armed, Especially You Christians I'm talking to tonight, those that truly are born again, those that really know who Christ is and try to serve Him, I'm going to show you in the Bible where it is your duty, your moral obligation before God to be armed. It's 2 hours long, DVD or CD, your choice, $10.50. Call and get it. We'll have it available to you right away. The Moral Duty to be Armed. And tonight again, as always, if you listen on a shortwave on 5116, or 6, I'm sorry, 6112 or 6115, it's because Melody Seastrom has paid for that airtime. And folks, I hope you appreciate what she's doing. I really do. And I hope you'll think enough about your future to call her up and talk to her. 800-375-4188. If you don't, I certainly can't make you. But I think it'll be well worth your while. I promise it will be. But our guest tonight is David Carrico. David lives in Evansville, Indiana. And he's a man that gets up in front of people and tells the truth. He's not afraid. He's not ashamed. He doesn't back up. And folks, he talks a lot like me. I guess that's good. I like to hear it. I know a lot of people don't like me at all. But I'm getting a little nervous. I haven't had death threat in a long time, so maybe I backslid. I don't know. But anyway, doing the best I can to get the word out to people. And David Carrico is a man I've had on before. I've enjoyed having him on. One of our sisters there in his area, Kathy, guys together. And it's been a wonderful time knowing this guy. He wrote a book entitled The Great Seal of the United States. It's a cult meaning. We'll share that with you in a minute. But before I do that, David, welcome to the program. Are you there listening to us?
I am here, Brother Butch. It's my great honor and pleasure to be on with you tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, you know, we always have a good time together, and so far, no one's called and threatened to burn the house down if we got done, so I guess we're not tough enough yet. It's not tough enough yet.
I know it. We're going to have to turn the heat up a few degrees.
We are.
Yeah.
And before we get into the book or anything else, I got to share something with you. I got to share this with people too. I want you to listen to this. Who was it that Reagan called the Empire of Evil? I think he said the Evil Empire. Who was he called that? You remember that?
Yeah, the Soviet Union. Sure.
Absolutely. Well, listen to this. There will be dad and mom. Putin rules out Russia legalizing, it says gay, but I will not use the word gay to describe a sodomite and a lesbian. Russia rules out legalizing homosexual marriage. How's that for a good leader? President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday Russia would not legalize homosexual marriage as long as he was in the Kremlin. He made clear that he would not allow the traditional notion of mother and father to be subverted by what he called parent number one and parent number two. As far as parent number one and parent number two goes, I've already spoken publicly about this, and I'll repeat it again. As long as I'm president, this will not happen. There will be dad and mom, Putin said. During his 2 decades in power, Putin has closely aligned himself with the Orthodox Church and sought to distance Russia from liberal Western values, including attitudes toward homosexuality and gender fluidity. I wonder, David, do you reckon we could trade Trump and our Congress for Putin?
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Hallelujah.
And I applaud Mr. Putin for that. And he has banned the gay parades. That pervert band, the Pussy Riot, put him in jail.
Oh, yeah.
I say good for him.
Amen.
And here in America, these sodomites can march up the streets of the city exposing themselves in front of young children
and having sex in the streets.
Yeah, and Mayor Pete can kiss and cuddle and hold hands with his sodomite partner. That wouldn't happen You know, Mayor Pete wouldn't be running for office in Russia. And, yeah, people need to wake up. People need to wake up and see what's going on here. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me. Now, we have always, as an Americans, we've always been a guy who wore the white hat. You know that. We rode the white horse, and Russia was a bad guy. And I'm not saying they haven't been in the past. I'm not saying that at all. When it comes to morality and enforcing morality, Russia puts us to shame. And I wonder if we ever went to war, who God would honor, Sodom and Gomorrah, or a nation that's trying to turn around and do what's right?
Yeah, and it's interesting. This has been going on for a while. And back during the Bosnian War, Bill Clinton, the United States, was allied with the Muslims. Vladimir Putin, Russia, and the Christians were allied together. Now, people need to think about that. And what that war was all about was destabilizing the Czech republics to give those Islamic terrorists a foothold within Russia to destabilize the government. And right after that, we had a string of terrorist incidents in Russia. They piped the poison gas into the theater and a string of these events. That's what that was all about. And the same thing with Syria. The destabilization of Syria, Assad, he's a creep, no doubt about it, but one thing he will do is protect Christians in Syria. And we saw it in Iraq when the Iraq War began. Iraq was about 10% Christian. It's less than 1%. The same thing in Libya. There is an agenda here. There's an agenda that is anti-Christian. It is pro-New World Order, and it is being led by the United States of America.
Well, being the end-time Babylon that hammers the earth into shape, you know that. That's who we are. That's what we're doing right now. And again, Putin, the head of the Russian government, said he would never allow homosexuals to have any authority or any power, any right to exist in the Soviet Union, in the streets, publicly promoting their perverted lifestyle. And again, I'll trade Trump and our Congress for him any day. Any day.
I will too.
Be proud of him. I'd vote for him. If he come in and run for president, even though he's not an American citizen, neither was Obama, what difference does that make? You know, so I'd back him. I would. The man's got some backbone and some moral virtue about him. He really does. But you said something too, about the country that we need to clarify before we get into talking about your book. Folks, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell this because I love you, and I'm not trying to be harsh. When I first started looking into the background of America, not everyone in this country, not in the, our founders, among our founders were good men. Patrick Henry and a few of them are really good men. They were good, righteous men, trying to develop a country that would glorify God and adjust his rules and laws upon the scripture. And to be quite honest with you, during the 1600s and early 1700s, when the Pilgrims and Puritans were running the colonies were run by the scriptures. They didn't get together in a Congress and pass laws or tax the people and to force people off their property or anything else. They come together to make sure that God's laws are being enforced in the colonies and the nation prospered. Soon thereafter, in the 1700s and early 1800s, this nation changed. And it changed for a purpose. It changed for a reason. Even in the scriptures, folks, you'll find that when Israel came out of Egypt and going to the promised land, when Moses went to get the Ten Commandments, Aaron, the high priest, let the people build a golden calf and worship the calf. They forgot about God. They forgot about Moses. They forgot about anything godly at all. So even though Israel had been delivered out of Egypt by wondrous works, the godly man went out to find God's rule, God's laws for them to live by and to prosper and grow by. And while he was gone, they turned back to heathenism. Even Israel, a nation picked by God Almighty, ordained by God Almighty, through Abraham to come about eventually, even Israel turned this back upon God. And among the leaders of Israel, there were godly men and immoral men. There have always been tares among the wheat. Understand that. America is no different. America had godly, moral men working to found this country. But it had wicked men behind the scenes, like Ben Franklin, who was a member of the Hellfire Club. When I first started learning this stuff, David, I had a hard time accepting the fact that America was not lily white even from the beginning in the 1700s. I had a hard time accepting that fact. I really did.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah?
almost to the point of worshiping the Founding Fathers. I hate to say that. It was almost to that point. They could do no wrong. And that's just something it's hard for people to accept. And folks, I'm not trying to upset you, but I'm telling you the truth. It's time to get your eyes off the idea that, hey, we're Americans, we're the best in the world. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Maybe at one time we may have been some of the best, but America is not turning into Sodom and Gomorrah. And the New World Order is part of our goal as a nation. And on the front of your book, The Great Seal, and it's a cultic meaning. You put a statement. The folks listen to this. This book's written back in the 90s. It says, don't open this book if you're complacent about America. This is a book that David wrote. And I've been reading it. And I really love what I'm reading. I don't like what I'm hearing. But I love to know it. A lot of these things I already knew, David. But America's occultic design is showing very much on the dollar bill, is it not?
Oh, it really is. And this was the first book we ever wrote. And this is a 1997 edition that we have here, and it existed in several editions before that. It went back to the early 90s, maybe even late 80s, but I'm thankful it still holds up very well. The things, and I've learned a lot since then, but the things we said then, they're solid, they're right, and they're still right. And to talk about a Christian America, you have to go back before 1776 to the Puritans that came. And on page 85 of her book, we document, and this is from Anthony Sutton's book on Skull and Bones, and we document here in a chart 16 families that came to America in the 1600s, and the Freemasons called them star families. And this was the plan, and it's always been the plan of the Illuminists to control the many with the few, to use wealth and power to manipulate the masses. And these star families were deliberately put there. And there was the goal. It was the goal of Francis Bacon's New Atlantis, to use America to be the springboard of the New World Order. This was Francis Bacon's dream. This was also specifically outlined in Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America. And the first time I looked at that book, I said, I didn't know America had a secret destiny. But according to the Freemasons and the Jesuits, it absolutely does. And these people have been working at this for a long time. And the story of the Great Seal of the United States is a big part of it. And basically, that's what we do in this book. We talk about what the meaning of the seal is, how it talks about the New World Order. It really came from the Illuminati, and how it went on in the days of Franklin Roosevelt, and how this has been a consistent program over hundreds of years. And we are seeing this come to fruition before our eyes right now.
And, you know, you have to give them if you give me credit at all, you have to give them an A-plus for patience and being able to move things in direction a little bit at a time. They didn't try to shove it too quickly. People would have saw it. But they brought them very gradually. And some of the names, folks, in this family circle, I guess you'd call it, the Pillsbury family. You ever heard of them? You know, the ones that make flour and other things now? You ever heard of the Payne family? I'm sure you have. And how about the Weyerhaeuser family? Or the Rockefeller family. These are some of the ones back in the 1800s that started really shaping this country into what they wanted to be. In this book, folks, there's some chapters entitled The Origin of the Great Seal, The Illuminati, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, The Brotherhood of the Quest, The Symbols, The Great Seal Goes on the Dollar Bill, and that didn't happen, folks, until the 1930s. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Tragedy and Hope, Skull and Bones, The Ultimate Truth. These are things that are in this book. It's not a huge book. It's what, I think maybe 100 pages long, I'm guessing. I haven't looked at the page number yet.
Yeah, it's about 125 pages.
Yeah,
something
it's
like
not
that.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a book that I recommend anyone get, but especially if you're just not getting your eyes open to what's going on and understand that America is not what we thought it was. You wonder to face these facts. This book is a book that you must have for yourself and your family and your children, to teach your children. Would you believe they're getting so bad now, Brother David, that in New York, I'm going to get the article right here, preschool, this is in Brooklyn, New York, to teach four-year-olds transgender and queer rights, racism, and victimhood. 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, if you read the Bible, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and I know exactly where this is coming from. This is coming from Tavistock. And Tavistock is one of the elite New World Order think tanks that comes out of England. It was an alliance of British Freemasonry, MI6, and the British Psychiatric Association. And there is actually a documentary on Amazon where Tavistock talks about their program, and they present it as such a good thing. They're helping young children, even at kindergarten, to identify whether they're supposed to be a homosexual or a transgender. And, you know, if you're going to have the surgery, we need to identify it early. So it's a deliberate New World Order program, and they are implementing this. Tavistock thinks this stuff up. They use the New World Order connections, and the Committee of 300, as was outlined by John Coleman in his book, that comes down from the head of the Royals over there. When they're not busy partying with Epstein on Orgy Island, they're implementing this. And it's a deliberate plan, and we see the fruit right there in New York. This was thought up in a New World Order think group in Tavistock. Now it's in the schools. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. They're taking over, and we've got to raise a voice. We've got to raise a voice. How can we be silent when this type of abomination is being perpetrated upon our children? We have to raise a voice.
Well, you know, I just finished another chapter in the third volume of the book I wrote, this third volume. I just finished a chapter entitled Homosexuality, Worse Than Murder. And I think you know where I'm coming from. Four-year-olds being taught how to be transgenders and how to be homosexuals and lesbians. 4 years old. You see, these perverts are worse than murderers. They kill a child, the child goes to be with our Savior, obviously. But they raise that child in the influence of a homosexual or a lesbian. They damn their souls to hell and destroy their bodies in the process. That's why it's worse than murder. That's exactly why it's worse than murder. And we tolerate these people who walk the streets. We say we want to lock murderers up. They should be locked up. I'm not saying they shouldn't be. Should we put to death, biblically, they should put to death. But let the homosexual destroy your children. How much love is in you people to put your children in a public hellhole you call a school to teach them this filth? Are you that perverted yourself that you'd allow it? Are you perverted enough to believe this is okay? Don't play yourself a parent if you are. You're not a parent. You're a parasite. And there you go. I said it. Get mad if you want to. I really don't care. That's just the way it is. And you've read the book, The Grand Design Exposed. I know you have, right?
Well, and I just want to say that it is excellent. I would recommend that there's stuff in it you need to know. It's a tremendous historical treatise. It connects the dots to help people understand the big picture of the role the Jesuits have played and the interrelationship between the Jesuits and Freemasonry. A lot of people don't know that there were Masonic degrees that were started by Jesuits. Chevalier Ramsey started the Rite of Perfection in France. A Jesuit priest has become the 13th degree of the Scottish Rite, the 7th degree of the York. This planted the name of abomination, Jobulon, within Freemasonry, which was a composite of Jehovah, Baal, and Osiris. They explain this right in the ritual. I can be a Christian and I can worship this abomination, and it's just like anything old transgender's okay. Well, we can even make God half Jehovah, half Baal, half Osiris. It's rank abomination, and this helps us to understand the role that the Jesuits play in our nation, and it's just good. You need to get it. There's a bunch in there, and also I want to say that I have been greatly blessed by Brother Paul's books, and I'm having a hard time being able to disagree and pick a fight with you on something. I'm going to see if I can't find something. But boy, we're having a hard time disagreeing because this is too plain. I mean, how can you be on the wrong side of these arguments? I mean, we're not doing brain surgery here. And it, just like Brother Paul said, it's abomination to send your child down to be defiled by this Luciferian filth. And what's even a greater abomination are these emasculated cowards that fill the pulpits on Sunday morning. They act like men. Amen. That have had their male organs removed. They will not stand in the pulpit, tell people the truth. They are the reason why this filth is overtaking our nation, because men will Absolutely. No longer stand up and be men and tell people the truth. And I'm just like you. I don't care. It's an honor to be with you, because we'll just read the Bible and say, yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's where we're going to stand. This ain't brain surgery. Men should not be doing these abominable things to one another. And, we've got to just stand where God does. That's all we're doing here. It's not brain
Amen.
Surgery.
It's
I don't care how big the ministry is. I don't care how big your church is. If you will not get in the pulpit and preach the truth, I have no use for you. And I rebuke you as a hireling.
Amen.
That's how the Word of God, that's how Jesus said we identify a hireling. They won't fight the wolf. And the wolf has taken over. And the wolf has sat down in the church and is paying tithes. And that's why they're not going to fight with the wolf. But that's where we're at. And I lay the blame right at the foot of the apostate American Evangelical Church.
Amen. Right behind the pulpits. And folks, the book, The Grand Design Exposure, is available for $12.95. He's talking about it. You heard it. And my first two volumes, I've written five books. The last two written is volume one, volume two, that I think you'll find very interesting. That come right out of the scriptures and right out of history, right to the point. That's why I'm working on another chapter right now. And I wrote it entitled Homosexuality Worse Than Murder. And next Tuesday night, by the way, David, I have Joshua Abraham on, who infiltrated the Masons. He went up as high as a 32nd degree, and he recorded all that they did so he could report upon it. And you're not going to believe some of the things he's going to share that I didn't know. I read some of the Masons, but he went right through it to learn what they do to expose it. That took some courage.
Yeah, it did.
That took some courage.
Yeah, I salute him for that. I sure do.
And, he'll be on next Tuesday to talk about that. But
yeah.
Your book and, here, if somebody wants to order one, how much are they?
It's awful. I don't know. Donna takes care of all of that. It says here on this copy, $12. Now, I don't know if they've went at 15.
Okay.
I've had this one for a while, but it's 12, 15 bucks. It's not a lot. And they can just send us an email at lastdayschurch@cs.com. Or
I'll just have them call me if you like, and I can
yeah,
place
that's
a
right. Yeah, just have
them
call you. Yeah. And you let us know. And
folks, you call us tomorrow
we'll
in the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403. I'm going to say 13 bucks, round off 12.99. And we'll get a book out to you, The Great Seal of the United States. It's a cult meaning. You're going to want to see it if you want the truth. If not, don't call, for goodness sake. It'll scare you. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back. If we're not scaring you too bad and you want to call and talk to us, we're going to take some phone calls. 844-769-2944. If you haven't called this week already, if you want to call tonight, you can. Well, now, if you called this week, you can call again. I don't care. I want to hear from you. 844-769-2944. And I know what I'm saying tonight, by the way, is scaring a lot of people. I know what David's saying is scaring people. And it probably makes some people angry because we're being so hard. People, our children's souls are at stake. Why shouldn't we attack hard? Why shouldn't we stand up for the truth? The enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy, and we're going to do what? We're going to wait for the rapture. We're going to have a big ham and yam dinner, not worry about this, and just go out and have a good sing. And we're not going to worry about, no. What we're going to do is we're going to start praising God and planting seed money so we can buy us a jet, right? We're going to have that name and claim it stuff. That's what we're going to do. No.
Yeah, like Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn raised $58 million, didn't even build the building he raised the money for.
Oh, my goodness, people, I don't know what to tell you. We're telling you the truth because we love you. And you were talking during the break there about a device. And, folks, I didn't know about this device. I didn't. But I'm going to make this comment. I want him to tell you about the device they're coming up with. The world was destroyed the first time because of deformed DNA of people when they had intercourse with fallen angels. God destroyed the earth and all that's in it except for eight people. Noah and his sons and his wife. That's the only ones and their wives. That's the only ones that survived this because they were the last ones with the DNA pure before Almighty God. If Satan could destroy their family, he would have stopped the lineage of Christ. But thank God he didn't. He couldn't do it. So now we're learning something more. Folks, every time, now I'm saying this because I care, and I'm not, believe me, I've fallen for the same snare. Every time you get a vaccination, it messes your DNA. All these things are done for a purpose. Now you just told us about something that can change your genetics. What do you explain that to us?
Well, it's called the CRISPR-Cas9, and you can buy it for a little over $1,000. And we did a show with Timothy Alberino on the Midnight Ride about this technology, and you actually can take your children and change their genetics at the germline. In other words, that means that it not only will change their genetics, but it will be passed on to their children. It's a permanent change in the DNA that God gave them. And like if parents that they want their children to be good athletes, you can give them more muscles or whatever. And literally when you, and of course, like you say, the whole Genesis 6 scenario of the pollution of the human genome through the sons of God, the fallen angels interbreeding with human women, wanting to corrupt that bloodline so the virgin-born Son of God couldn't come forth. And now, in this corruption, your son or your daughter could be dating someone that is genetically defiled from that which they were created by God. This is, you know, you really need to know the people that your children are getting involved in. You need to get them out of the public fool system. This is outrageous, and this stuff is just going so fast that literally moms and dads can play Dr. Frankenstein with their children's DNA. That's where we're at.
That this is amazing, and it's fulfilling scripture so quickly. I'm listening to this, and I think I'm pretty well informed by a lot of things, but I hadn't heard about the CRISPR-9. I know the DNA has been mutated by vaccinations and other things. I know the doctors are mutating young children by cutting off their genitals and trying to change their sex. And I know all this is happening. People, this is exactly what took place before the flood. And when this earth is judged again by fire, it's going to be the same thing over again. And I think we need to pay attention to what's going on around us. We've got to get our head out of the TV set, off our iPhones, and into the Word of God and understand what's happening. Folks, without Christ, unless you're born again, blood bought, redeemed, converted, and have the Spirit of Christ in you, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be destroyed by Satan, because he's going to deceive you. Unless the Holy Spirit is in you and you're willing to listen to what he says and stay the Word of God. And I say the Word of God, I mean 1611 King James Bible. And by the way, I want to tell you this. I'm thinking of David. I'm going to have the guest on next week, Joshua Abraham on next week. And do you know that the Masons even realize how valid and how powerful the King James Bible is. They actually somewhat fear it and reverence it, because they know it's the Word of God. They know it's a pure Word of God. But nonetheless, people out there that listen to this program tonight, if you're not walking with Christ and learning of Christ and studying His Word, deception is how Satan destroys us. Look what's happened to our nation. Look what's happened to our youth. My goodness, people, we got to get our eyes off the world and things of the world and put it on Christ. We got to stand up for what's right. We're to reprove and rebuke evil. We're to expose evil. We're not to tolerate it and be nice to it. You know, I hear all the time. Go ahead.
Well, you just pulled my cord again. I tell you what, starting talking about the King James Bible. Just this week, we had a little dust up with an individual that is promoting. They're in the Messianic Hebrew Root movement, which is just becoming a cult. It's becoming a cult.
Yeah, it became a cult. It didn't used to be, but it is now.
Yeah, it is. It is just getting worse. And this individual is promoting a Bible called the Complete Jewish Bible, and I call it a complete mess. It takes out 16 entire verses. I call it Lucifer's Sweet 16. And if you look at this Bible in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." In this Complete Jewish Bible, it says, "For the preaching of the execution stake." It's like the Jehovah Witness Bible. It'll translate the cross as stake, execution stake, torture stake. They hate the cross. This is Looney Tune cult stuff. There's another of Antichrist satanic gospel that's circulating out through the Hebrew Root movement, and it's called the Shem Tov. It was written in the 14th century by a Kabbalistic Jewish rabbi, and I have a copy of it right in front of me on my table, and this is so satanic, and people would think I'm making it up, but I'm not. I got it right in front of me, and in Matthew chapter 24, this satanic gospel says that the preaching of the gospel is the abomination of desolation. That is how perverted and satanic it is. And this is being promoted in the Hebrew Root movement as the original Matthew. And of course, you know, the Word of God, the Greeks polluted. We got to have the Hebrew, you know. Well,
sure,
the Bible wasn't written in Hebrew. It was written and preserved in Greek. And, you know, this is just the lies. It's an assault upon the Word of God. And you got to get back to the Bible and to the real Bible, the King James Bible, which preserves the Hebrew Masoretic text, the Greek received text. It is God's preserved word in English, and there is no other.
Amen. I totally agree with that. A lot of people disagree. I really don't care if disagree or not. I can prove it. I can prove it. I wouldn't say it. And we offer a book here, by the way, on the man that translated. They didn't interpret. That translated the Hebrews and Greek scriptures into the King James Bible. I have all about their history and who they were. These men were educated above anybody that I know of in this present time in this country. Maybe in the last 200 years. I don't know. We offer the book here. People read and say who they were. They can see who they were and who King James, by the way. And King James was not a homosexual, contrary to what had been said. He was a godly man. He was a godly man, people. And I can prove that also, or I wouldn't say it. Anything I say on the air, if you want to see it in writing, you write me, you tell me, send me a couple bucks, pay post, I'll see a copy of it. But this book on who translated the King James Bible and how they did it, it's available here. This is below price. I want to say $15. I know it costs more than that. That's what cost me that much. But it's available if you want it. For $15, they'll ship it to you. I like giving away, but I can't afford to. It's available if you want it. All I can say is we're offering you the truth. We're offering you Brother David's book on the great seal of the country if you want to see it. We're offering a book on the grand design and the Catholic influence in this country. We're offering you the book on the King James translation. I'm not giving you paperwork on who King James was for free. But I almost guarantee you, David, I won't get more than two or three people ask for this information. I doubt if you get that many ask for the books at all. Because people, they want to hear us on the radio, they love to listen to us, but they don't want to get involved enough to learn for their own, or learn for themselves. And, you know, that to me, that is being a coward. As I said many times, silence is not golden, it is yellow.
And ignorance isn't bliss.
No, it is not. It is not. You know, people say, well, God is love, and all. Well, you know, they don't understand the concept of godly love. It's called agape love. We have three kinds of love: agape love, godly love, philios, brotherly love, and eros, erotic love, which is good inside of marriage and nowhere else. But agape love is a kind of love that demands justice. It demands righteousness.
Yes.
It's not a fuzzy, wuzzy, warm feeling love. And if you read Proverbs chapter 6, you'll find that God hates seven things, an abomination to him, folks. And we could go through a lot of them, and I'm going to read them all to you. But he hates a lying tongue. He hates a heart that has wicked imagination. That's what we have in the country every day. He hates those who shed innocent blood. We've incurred his kill somewhere between 70 and 100 million babies. He hates those things. And when people will say, well, God is love. He will forgive if you repent and sincerely mean it. But the nation has become so corrupt, David, that they hate. And even the church hates to hear the word repent or obey. They don't want to hear that. They took the obey out of the vows for the wife because it might offend the wife. Honor and obey. I mean, this is where we are today. This is America today. Folks, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, if you go to our website, by the way, PastorBush.com, look on there on the radio stations that we're on, you'll hear this program rebroadcast on several stations and up the Northwest on a 50,000 watt AM station, plus I think seven more at 3 o'clock PM on the West Coast time, Pacific time. This same broadcast right now will be replayed if you live in that area and you want to listen to it clearly, perhaps, and understand what we're saying even better than you could maybe on shortwave or something. But it's going to be replayed on those stations thanks to Tom Reed and his generous offer to us. And Lord bless the ministry, people. I know he is because he's helping to grow. And because you're out there with us and you're praying for us, you're helping us also. And we have phone lines open. Nobody's calling in. I expect you either they're really, really enthralled with what they're hearing, or maybe we scared them to death. I don't know which, David. But either way.
Well, Proverbs 18:8-13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." And I preached a message about a month ago, and I called it "Learning to Hate Like God Does." And in the prophets, it ties the preservation and deliverance of the remnant to hating what God does. And the righteousness and the holiness of God has been bastardized with the phony love. And Dean Burgon, who was the main opponent of Westcott and Hort when they brought in this apostate text, he talked about the change. He says they want to change agape to love. And he prophesied that this would be much devilment, and oh, what it is. Charity is a precise translation of agape.
Amen.
We don't deserve God's agape love. And charity, you know, you can't do nothing for it. It's just charity to you. But boy, you talk about love, now that opens it up. Now, that opens it up to interpretations that, like Brian Houston of Hillsong, well, if you judge their sodomite worship leaders, if I judge them and would remove these homosexuals on a worship team, I wouldn't have love. This is the satanic toleration that is a play. It just gives a place for these wolves to hide and to keep devouring. It's not God. It ain't right. And we're going to have to point the wolf out.
Well, I think people need to read Psalms 139, the last few verses, and see what David wrote about hate. And people say, well, you shouldn't hate. Why shouldn't I hate?
I
hate Satan and his minions. I hate his works. I hate what's happening to our country. I hate it. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of that. I glorify the fact that I hate evil. You believe what you want to believe, and you love it if you want to. You love them while they're raping your son or daughter. You love them to pieces. You just go ahead and just glorify them and say, well, I can't do anything about it because, after all, I mean, I can't judge them. They're just raping my son. They're sodomizing my son. Why can't I judge them? I can't do that. That wouldn't be Christian. I hate to tell you this, people, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, you'll find out that effeminate men who will not defend their families, that's also in 2 Timothy, in Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, that won't protect their family, have denied the faith and worse than infidel. That's in your book. Read it for yourself. Let's go to Dino, yeah. Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm back. Who am I talking to? I couldn't get a key on the radio.
It's David Carrico.
Oh, yeah, I talked to you last month. Yeah, thank you again. Yeah, we all know, folks, that Jeremiah chapters 50 through 52 refer to the last days Babylon, and the research will find that it's the USA and Israel that fits that thing. And I think I'll ask you this, Dave. The person who probably did the most damage to Israel was probably Solomon. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
What he stood for? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people call the Star of David, it's actually the Seal of Solomon.
That's right.
A satanic hexagram. And, oh, yeah.
Yep.
And you read Ezekiel chapter 16, and Ezekiel calls Israel the harlot, the whore, decked with many colors. In the Old Testament, Israel's the whore. You go to Revelation 11, chapter 8, right before the Lord's return. Israel is called spiritual Sodom and Egypt. So how does that all of a sudden become the nation of God? And there is an insane demonic infatuation with anything Hebrew. People think they can say Hebrew words. They're self-righteous and holy. You say a name a certain way in this demonic sacred name movement, which is nothing but Kabbalistic filth. And there's nothing. The good Hebrew folks, they need to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
They, too, can be a part of the Israel of God if they will just repent and believe.
Well, when it was talked about Israel in Revelation, it's mentioned, that's really referring also to the United States, because we were one time, our founders thought, we were the promised land. What that refers to, we become Sodom and Gomorrah. Folks, we are the end time nation, Revelation 18, that spreads filth all over the world. That's in your Bible.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dino.
Well, just let me say one thing real quick. I'm about to pop here, but anybody that knows anything about anything, you cannot separate the United States and Israel in their military alliance, and this is going to be the match that will ignite Armageddon with their promotion of Zionism. This was spoken of way back in the 1800s when Albert Pike wrote his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. This plan has been in place for a long time. We are in the time where we can see it's not going to take much of a spark to set this gas pile on.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Amen. And one more comment and a question. Stephen was stoned by the Jews in Acts chapter 7 because he exposed the Star of David then. Today it's 100 times worse. And I'm pretty sure you guys can agree, if you look at Tom DiLorenzo's book, for Dave and Butch and anybody out there listening, what Lincoln did in this country, was, it is unbelievable. Well, what he pulled, he was supposed to be a great president. He lined up with evil men beyond words. They even call him a dictator. Because people think that we're going to pray away World War III? No. It's predicted in the Bible with Armageddon and Gog and Magog. My last question is, do you read Proverbs chapter 6? What God hates, and he hates the sinner also, right? You know the verses, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Pride, liars, wicked imagination, mischief makers, liars, discord.
I just read that. Yes, that's in your book.
Yeah.
That's in your book. And by the way, people don't want to hear this. I know they don't. But Lincoln really was one of the main characters that helped bring our nation down to what it is today.
Right.
He really is. He did not free the slaves, people. He did not free the slaves. After the war was over, the North still had slaves. Lincoln didn't say a word.
Yep.
And he tried to deport the blacks. He really did. He tried to deport them. He said they would never be equal to us in any way. He tried to deport them, but nobody knows that. He was a great emancipator. Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was a great traitor. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just real quickly, the same philosophy was espoused by Thomas Jefferson. We documented in our seal book. Believed that African Americans were subhuman. Not even fully human.
Yeah.
That's what they believed. Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll let you go, a little joke. I'm looking for the last Trump of the last days to go to the New Jerusalem. I'm not trusting the present Trump, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Good call. Thank you, Dino. Folks, we have time for another phone call, too, 844-769-2944. And I'll be on the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. And I mean that. If you just want to say hello, I don't mind. That's what I'm here for. David, I wish you and everybody else that knows me could come to where I live. And I live in a very small house. I'm out in the middle of the woods. I like where I am. My wife and I love where we live. We're very quiet here in the holler by ourselves. But I'd like for you to come and see how we live and who we are. We're just regular people. You want to have a supper tonight? I'd show you my hillbilly. We had cornbread, greens, and brown kidney beans. And I love them.
Oh, I do too.
I love them. I mean, with onions in them. But I love just cornbread and greens together. I mean, I am just a hillbilly. I'm not saying that to belittle myself. I'm not. I'm not ashamed to be a hillbilly. I'm just Butch Paul. I'm nothing special. I'm a servant. So don't ever think that you call me that you're talking to somebody that's greater than you, because I am not. Any good in me is Jesus Christ. Any courage in me is because of His Spirit in me. I am nothing but a mere mortal just like you are. You cut me, I bleed. My back hurts sometimes. I'm 71 years old and my hair is turning gray and turning loose. I'm just a man. So please don't think I'm anything huge and great, because I'm not. But I'm here to talk to you more if you like, especially if you're a new listener. Let's call and get to talk to Butch Paul. Call between 9 and 4 Eastern tomorrow. I'd love to talk to you. And if you want to call tonight and you're a new listener, you want to call in for the first time, give us a call. We still have time. We've got about 5 minutes left. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. And David, I'll let you say something. Go ahead.
Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, Paul said, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And so many ministries, it's like Simon the Sorcerer. They make themselves out to be something great. And they preach themselves, and all they're great, how big the church is, how big their ministry is, all this, all that. And this is just so much garbage. The more we can make it all about Jesus, the more the Holy Ghost is going to back up our message. It's all about Him. We need to preach Christ. That should be the clarion call of every child of God and every minister, preaching Christ, making it all about Him. All about Him.
Amen. Amen. Let's go up north, up the Yankee country, and let's talk to David. David, come on in. Welcome, my friend.
I heard how you were talking about America as a whore of Babylon. That's occurred to me many times. In fact, I think America is more a communist country than Russia was, and I think that's why the Democrats hate, Holy Mother Russia, a nice, good Orthodox country like them, because they really do want to follow Christ once again, and the Democrats hate that. And here's one word that I would use to describe, especially the Democrats, but by no means limited to them, what the American regime really is, I would call it a diabolarchy.
A diabolarchy. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And by the way, are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no, I've called several times in the past.
Okay, it's been a while. Good to hear from you. Anything else on your mind tonight you want to share?
Think of it, long afterwards, but yeah, well, it was good calling in again. Yeah, I had to
appreciate
that term around. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being there, David.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless for the call. Thank
night.
You. Good night. That's encouraging. And we get a call from somebody who understands what you're saying. And I get calls sometimes, people that are really upset with me too, Brother David. But they were upset with my Savior. They crucified him. They were upset with Paul and Peter. They killed them. Why should I expect any better? And Christ said, if the world loves you, you're none of mine. And if you love the world, you're none of mine. That pretty much fits in. David, the world is turning, that our society, because the world's taken over in the hearts and minds of people, becomes so carnal-minded, our nation is literally turning into hell, as prophesied in 9:17. Why don't Christians want to believe that? They go to church, what are the preachers preaching?
Yeah, and like you said in the introduction, in your little song, this is war. And the easiest way to get taken out in time of war is to let some coward cover your back. And the last thing we want to do is link ourselves with this cowardly world system of you're going to go down. And the good news of all of this is that thousands of people are responding. Thousands of people are receiving the truth. They're coming out of this apostate system. They're coming back to Jesus Christ, the real Word of God. And many people are responding, and many more people will, because this is a message that God is going to back up in these last days. The Holy Spirit is going to drive the truth of it into the hearts of men and women, and we're going to see some holy warriors stand up, and he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, because this is the message for the hour. This is
Amen.
War. Amen. It is.
Amen. God bless you, David. Folks, for our time, I'm seeing off tomorrow. And David, I'll talk to you again real soon. God bless you, brother. If I can help you in time, you let me know, okay?
God bless you, Brother Paul.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Indeed.
Folks, we
Bye-bye.
Love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow, and I'm back on the air Monday night. Have a wonderful day and wonderful night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.